Drivers everywhere worry about the price of gas. In New Orleans, though, they have another worry, the high cost of tires. All that debris on the roads and the bad roads themselves are shredding tires. But some people are happy, the people who work at local shops like Turner's Tire Repair. Molly Peterson reports.
Oh, you have a blessed day, my man.
It's not really a line around the blue and red building at the corner of Felicity and Clara Streets. More like a stakeout. All afternoon, cars pulling in diagonally, straight, just stopping on the street, four or six at a time. Parnell Payton choreographs traffic.
It's been quite busy here since the storm. Very good business, very good business. You know, it's a little up and down right now, but when it first come back, ain't had no place to go, you know. All the people, you know, they had no place to come. We had a lot of business from sun up to sun down.
With less than half of the neighborhood back, Turner's Tire Repair is doing the same business as before the storm and more, selling rubber patches, plugs, some used tires. $8 for a plug, maybe 10 for a patch here, costs 20 uptown. John Lewis is a repeat customer.
I mean, can it be plugged or does it need to be patched?
I try to plug it. I
know after they get so big you can't plug it, you gotta patch it.
Lewis says the only word for New Orleans roads is a curse word. Even before Katrina, brutal rains each year battered the pavement and made roads lumpy.
The potholes we're used to. That's just part of driving in New Orleans. You just gotta dodge it. But, I mean,
you shouldn't have to dodge potholes. When I was in Houston, I didn't have to dodge potholes.
That's Ray Anthony. He says the city's poor road maintenance messes up his suspension and drains his wallet.
And I keep having to spend money, okay? And I'm constantly buying back tires because it keeps busting up the doggone bushings on the back. So the inside of my tires always wearing out.
And these days, he's added to his enemies list the haulers trundling around town with chunks of debris tumbling out the back.
I done got about 8 bullseye in my windshield since the hurricane. Off the street, it's just throwing buku rocks, bolts, nuts, everything into my windshield.
And if you're a painter like Joe Johnson, you're also driving to construction sites a lot. That means it's the roofing nails that get you.
I come here at least once a month.
Joe Johnson says the city should focus on big problems. He can watch the road more carefully. But he's still spending $100 a month on fixing and patching tires.
One plug on that, 2 plugs coming down.
76-year-old David Turner, the longtime owner of this place, says as busy as it looks, he thinks the roads have gotten better lately. Back in the spring, a guy brought in a car with 37 nails in the tires.
I told him, I can't fix that. I said, go buy you some tires. I said, ain't no need. You can't too much to charge to try to fix them. Go buy some new.
Everybody waited on? Good.
Ashonda Scott's keys and her head shake impatiently. Last week, she paid $8 to have a tire fixed. Now that it's flat again, she wants the shop to fix it right and fix it for free.
Well, you're in my way.
One of Turner's guys has found a new problem, a shiny flathead nail.
Here you go. Costing you some more money. All right? Okay?
Softly, she tells him to go ahead and plug it up. Scott's still bitter, but she is relieved. At least she doesn't have to buy a new tire.
I guess I better just love it on the
For NPR News, I'm Molly Peterson in New Orleans.